Hello, this is David Getoff, and I'm making this recording to help clarify a bunch of incorrect pieces of information that a lot of people have in regards to the use of toxicology testing. So we're talking about urine testing, hair testing, blood testing, I think maybe somebody's doing saliva also, for looking at different poisons in the human body, in a patient. So people are looking for pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, solvents, toxic heavy metals, aluminum, mercury, lead, etc. And there's a great deal of information that most health practitioners and certainly the public believe about these tests, which is simply out and out wrong. And if it's not known by the health practitioner that it's wrong, then they get misled and they then mislead their patients. And I would like to thank a couple of people at some different conferences. Dietrich Klinghart definitely was one. Don't remember the name of the other. It was so many years ago. For research that they did to find these things out, that they taught us all, but that is not generally known. So many people, many health practitioners, run tox panels. So GPL, which is Great Plains Laboratories, has a tox panel. It's called GPL Tox. They have an additional one for glyphosate, which is an ingredient in Roundup. So a lot of times it's ordered as GPL Tox plus glyphosate. Vibrant Labs has a really good panel that takes a look at a whole, I think it's called Total Tox Panel, and it looks at mycotoxins and a whole bunch of different things, three different sets of things, heavy metals. Then you've got really old companies that have been around for a long, long time, like Doctors Data. I think David Quigg is still the owner, where they're doing testing for heavy metals, most often in blood, but sometimes in hair as well. And the misleading piece of misinformation that people don't understand is it is believed, even though it is incorrect, that you can determine how much of these poisons are in the subject by running these tests. So in other words, if you find that a lot of mercury is in this person's urine or in this person's blood, the assumption, which is totally wrong, that therefore there's a lot of mercury in that person. Or if there's very little in that particular sample that gets sent in to be analyzed of whatever the poison is we're looking at, that there's very little of that poison in their tissues. This is not true. This is totally not true. What you're looking at, whether you're looking at hair or whether you're looking at saliva, or most often urine, stool, and blood, is you're looking at the amount of whatever poisons are being analyzed for, and they are many different ones depending on the lab. You're looking at how much of that poison is in that particular substance. So if you're looking at a blood sample, or if the lab is looking at a blood sample, they're looking at how much of whatever poisons they're analyzing for. I have no idea which ones they are, whichever ones they're looking for, how much of those poisons are in the person's blood at the instant that the blood is being drawn into the vial and then sent into the lab for analysis. If you're doing a urine test for Great Plains Labs or Vibrant Labs or anybody else, what you are looking at when the results come back is how much of, again, whatever poisons they were analyzing for. There could be 100 others in there that they never looked for, because you have to know exactly what you're looking for every single test. Every single poison gets its own test, so it's only the ones they're looking for. But you're actually getting told how much of those poisons were in that particular sample of, in this case, urine. But it doesn't give you an indication of what's in the body. And I was very, very happy to have been lucky enough to learn that from one expert, Dietrich Klinghart, and one physician who wanted to do a study to check something out. And let me go over what they found. So what Dietrich told a bunch of us at what conference I was at or one of his seminars or whatever, he was telling us what happened one time to him, where a woman with all sorts of neurological conditions had been to many doctors. both holistic and non-holistic, many other health practitioners, and nobody could help her. She was, you know, either staying the same or getting worse, I don't remember, but she was in bad shape and nobody could help her. And she happened to notice online that most, maybe even all, of her symptoms were listed under symptoms caused by heavy metal poisoning from mercury. And she found Dr. Klinghardt, Dietrich Klinghardt, MD, PhD, excellent man, and she called him up and she said, "I think I've got mercury poisoning, and you're an expert in that field." He is. At this point, I guess I am also. And she made an appointment to come in to see him. And this is Dietrich. This is Dr. Klinghardt that's telling us this, relaying all of this information to us. He said, so she comes in and, you know, he listens to her and all her symptoms and says, yes, you know, those symptoms certainly do sound like heavy metal poisoning. You may very well be poisoned with a large toxic body burden of mercury. Let's take a look. And what he did is called a challenge test. He gave her a certain amount of a chemical. I don't remember whether it was DMSA, DMPS, D-penicillamine. There are a number that are used that grabs on to these toxic metals and yanks them out of the tissues so that they will then show up in the stool or the urine or the blood. And I think he told us he ran both stool and urine on her. That's just the best of my memory. But when he got the test back, they were normal. There was the amount that you would normally see in the general population, not the much larger amount that he expected to see based on her symptoms. So he said, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize. I can't help you because that's not the cause. And she said, run the test again. And Dr. Klinghardt said, we don't run this test more than once because we're giving you a high dose of chemicals that aren't really good for you to pull a yank real hard just this one time to see whether or not we can dislodge a bunch of these toxic metals from your tissues and take a look and see how much is coming out. And she said, I don't care, run it again. And they had a little bit of an argument back and forth, Dietrich was telling us. And finally, he said, fine, I'll run it again. So he ran the test a second time. And again, I think he was running stool and urine, best of my memory. This is like 20 years ago. And once again, the test came back where everything was in the normal ranges and nothing was spiked way high, which is what, you know, he would expect with her symptoms. He said, I told you, you know, we ran the test. They're not there. She said, run it again. And Dietrich said, I'm not running it a third time. He said, I could hurt you with these chemicals because of the amount we use to yank real hard to try and get these heavy metals out of you. I will not run it again. And they went back and forth. And finally, this woman said, well, Dr. Klinghardt, if you don't run this test one more time for me, I'm going to go home. I'm going to write a suicide note because it's not worth living anymore if I can't feel that this is being addressed and I'm going to get better. And I'm going to say the reason I'm taking my life is that a physician by the name of Dietrich Klinghardt refused to rerun a test that I was going to pay for that I had asked him to run. Dietrich got really nervous, which I can understand. And he had, I forget whether it was his nurse or secretary, they wrote up a contract where she absolutely promised that, A, no matter how sick she got from him running this test again, he would not sue her, and B, she would not ask him to run it a fourth time if he was willing to run it a third time. And he ran the test a third time. Same test. And if I remember his words, he said, I then saw the largest dump of mercury that I've ever seen in all the years I've been running these tests. So he wanted to tell us all this because what this shows is that all you're looking at is what the body dumps, and it doesn't have any indication. It's not really telling you what there is. Only because she insisted on a second and a third time. And the third time, there was a massive dump of mercury. Otherwise, he would have continued to say, the mercury is not an issue. Look, I mean, I've done the test. I've done it a second time. It's not coming out. That's not the problem. And then they did it a third time, and there was a massive dump of mercury. So I don't know. I would not do this test three times. This is just to show you that how much came out is not an indication of how much was there. So that was one of the things that taught me a lot and one of the reasons that I no longer run heavy metals testing on almost anybody, because what it's going to tell me is not what I want to know. What I want to know is what's residing in your tissues, and what it's going to tell me is simply what came out in that particular urine sample, stool sample, or blood sample. And, you know, I mean, it might help me. something might be really high. I might look to see what that chemical is. That chemical might be a pesticide. I may find out that that particular person is a golfer, and golf courses are massively, you know, done on pesticides and herbicides. It might be a chemical that outgasses from memory foam mattresses. And I might say, okay, are you on a memory foam mattress that you sleep on? Although that's on my regular intake form, so I would know that already, and I would have been telling them how toxic it is. But it doesn't tell me how much is there. Well, then there was a second doctor who presented at one of the conferences, and what he let us know, and I'm just so happy that he did this, let's say, clinical study on his own, he wanted to see whether or not the tests were accurate to tell you what was going on, which, of course, I already knew was not because of what happened to Dietrich. But what he did is he got the approval from a number of his patients. I don't remember how many it was. It might have been 6, it might have been 10, it might have been 12. He said, if I pay for the lab tests while we are pulling these chemicals out of you, while we are chelating you, and I don't remember which chelating product he uses, because we all use different chelating products. I use ACZ Nano. That's my favorite. That's what muscle tests best. I don't know what he was using. Doesn't matter. Has no bearing on this result. He asked a bunch of his patients, if I pay for the heavy metals tests, and I believe he was using urine and stool, would you be willing to come in once a month for me to do a heavy metals test on you for 12 months, for a year? And they said, yeah, sure, we'll help you out. I mean, if you're going to pay for the test, we'll give you the samples. And so on all these people, for 12 months, he did, I believe it was a urine and a stool sample. And meanwhile, he's chelating them. I don't know whether it was once a week or twice a week or daily. Again, don't remember that. If the tests were showing us what we believe they are showing us, which, of course, I am telling you is not true, and this is what he wanted to see, if they're showing us what he believes they're showing us, then whatever tested high in the first test would slowly get lower and lower and lower over a year as they pulled it out of the people with the chelating agent that they were using. He said, oh my God, that is not what happened. He said, it was amazing. He said, I didn't have a clue of what would happen. It was absolutely amazing. He said, on one person, for example, and I'm going to make these up because I don't have his words in front of me, but it'll give you the idea. He said, so like on one person, their first test had almost no lead, almost no mercury, and a bit of arsenic. And their second test had more mercury and the same amount of lead and a bit of arsenic. And like maybe the fourth or fifth test, the mercury and lead were off the chart. They were way, way high. So in other words, it wasn't showing him that there was very little in the person, because the fourth or fifth test, they zoomed up. And then maybe the sixth and seventh test, one of them went up, one of them went down, and then went back up again, went back down again. He said, and this happened on every single one of his patients. There was no correlation of the longer he chelated them, the less everything was. Things shot up, they shot down, they shot back up again, they shot back down again. They went down two or three times in a row, then they went up twice in a row, then they went back down again. So basically, our bodies are very, very complex, and all the reasons that they may be letting something out, we don't know half of. And so the purpose of this recording was just to explain to people that the test, whether it's hair or stool or urine or saliva or blood, does not show what's in the person. It only shows what was in that particular sample that day. And sadly, that doesn't tell you what's going on. That's the reason that I believe it might have been Dietrich, and I know I've been saying this now for years, that you really need to do some sort of daily chelation. He always said you want to do something daily so something doesn't move around. So he was using cilantro and chlorella. I use zeolites, whatever. You want something that doesn't overload the body, so it can be used every day. If it's something that you can only use a few days a week, and then you have to stop for a few days, maybe it moves to a worse place that you don't want it. So you want something that can be used daily. And because of how long it takes to rebuild our skeleton, because one of the places that heavy metals and possibly other things, but heavy metals bind, is into our skeleton. And since it takes somewhere between 6, 8, 10, 12 years to rebuild a skeleton, you should be doing some kind of daily detox for probably at least 12 years. And then after that, maybe you can reduce the dose to save some money, but keep doing it because the stuff is coming into you from your environment. So I hope that got across what I was trying to get across, because there's too much misleading information out there. Thank you for listening.